Well, I'm an academic. I work with various research facilities, universities all across the country, helping them gather data, do data analysis. But as importantly to me, I am the director and developer of an organization called Citizens Oversight Maryland. It's a direct response to the crash of 2008, in which all of us found out we really didn't know what was going on. And I felt that we needed to have an institution that was actually letting the people know and reminding people where things, the history of policies and the goals of policies.
Had you ever run for office before?
I am not a politician.
Okay.
I am a political activist. And so I'm a lifelong political activist who probably knows the history of all these policies better than any of the candidates in the race.
What led you to run for governor this year?
Well, we have all the candidates that are in the race are going to embrace this idea of Trans-Pacific Trade Pact. That's the big issue for everybody. And if you don't know what it is, you need to find out. TPP, Trans-Pacific Trade Pact, / protest. And you'll see millions of people, and they'll tell you why you need to
even it. Even it has an impact in Maryland. When you think Trans-Pacific, that's trade with Asia. Even it has
That's what is motivating this whole idea of consolidating businesses. And all of the businesses that are doing business here in Maryland are now becoming national and global corporations. And that's putting out of business our small and regional guys. If you think that there's a loss of business presence in Maryland, it's not because of bad policies. It's because global corporations are putting them out of business.
I've read some of your campaign literature, read some of your Facebook posts. You describe Heather Mazier, Doug Gansler, and Anthony Brown, and several others, Robert Reich among them, as neoliberals. First of all, what is a neoliberal, and why are they neoliberals?
Neoliberalism is this idea of ever smaller government, and the idea of global markets, the consolidation of all businesses to form global markets and corporations who eventually find themselves to be more adept at running the business of government. And so what it's leading to is creating what's called corporate states and national corporate states. And TPP is about extending that idea further and having all of these states, the nations that are signing onto this treaty, be overseen by global corporate tribunals. So in each case, we're moving from the idea of losing all control of the public, of our government at all levels, and ultimately going to be controlled by this global corporate tribunal. And it all started, well, it was before Reagan, Clinton, but they were the ones who got it started.
I got to tell you, when people who listen to my station say that you believe Heather Mazier isn't liberal enough or is actually, you know, is liberal, they disagree with you. This is a woman who favors raising the corporate income tax but cutting taxes for everyone else. She favors legalizing marijuana. The right to die, that, and some of my listeners consider that to be a liberal idea. How do you respond to that?
Well, you have to beware of this new idea of neoliberals who I call throw a few progressive bones. So Heather Mazier embraces the idea of public-private partnerships, which is simply that movement into a state corporate position. They're handing all of our public to private corporations, and that's why they handle all the public policy writing. We have no control. The public just stands there and gets taken out of public policy meetings if they try to talk. And Heather Mazier also embraces the idea of Wall Street financial instruments and credit bond leverage that is really, really indebting our state. And who would get together with Wall Street after the 2008 crash in which we knew it was systemically fraud and they still owe us trillions of dollars?
And even, I guess if Heather Mazier isn't acceptable, Doug Gansler and Anthony Brown would be worse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes, absolutely. But the point is that the reason why these three Democrats are always called the only Democrats in the race is that all three of them will embrace this global corporate trans-Pacific policy of making these corporate states. And so that's why I ran, because that's not where we want to go. We want to hold global corporations off and build a domestic economy in Maryland with small businesses and regional businesses. And this is happening all across America. It's not just in Maryland.
What about the Port of Baltimore? I mean, the Port of Baltimore ships goods into and out of from all over the world. I mean, that it sounds like that you'd want that to stop, or do you?
Well, let me tell. Do I have time to tell them about the Port of Baltimore?
Absolutely.
Well, before the privatization of the Port of Baltimore, the port used to bring in about $200 billion of revenue to the state every year. Now, when they privatized it, they agreed to a lease of the port for some $200 or $300 million, and now the investment firm that has that control of the port is the one making those $200 or $300 or $400 billion. So what they did was hand over a huge chunk of revenue for the state.
I got to ask you a question about probably what the Governor O'Malley called the biggest issue of the legislative session was the increase in the minimum wage, raising it to $10.10 an hour by 2018, gradually. Let me get your reaction to that.
Well, first of all, I want to make clear, the biggest part situation for wages for low-income people is that wage theft is systemic all across the nation, and it is true here in Maryland as well. So they're having their wages stolen. They're having overtime pay taken away from them. They're being designated as independent contractors when legally they're not even independent contractors, meaning that they're taking on too much of the cost of business that they shouldn't have. So the first thing you do if you're seriously concerned about low-wage workers is you enforce the rules of law that are already on the books. There are already labor laws that protect that. We need to make sure that we have somebody out there enforcing those laws so that people who already don't make enough at least bring home those wages. But secondly, I want to point out that $15 an hour is the living wage, and that was calculated a few years ago. Right. So when you're working for a 10-10 in 7 years, 6 years, or whatever, you are not really legislating anything. That's a progressive bone that isn't of any value to the low-wage worker.
What's the first thing Cindy Walsh would do as governor?
Well, the first thing I would do was take a look at all of the agencies and assess how I'm going to be able to approach rebuilding oversight and accountability in every state agency.
Now, let me ask you a question about the campaign and everything. Have you been asked to participate in debates? There have been a lot of forums where the candidates speak. Do you get invited to those?
Well, I want to be clear. The election law requires any 501c3 and 4 that participates in an election to participate in a way that does not hurt any one candidate. And that means that 501c3 should be sending out general invitations to every candidate in a race and allow them to decide whether...
So you haven't gotten any of those invites?
I've gotten many of those invites, but the largest and most important of them have left me out. All of the public universities, all of the public media are leaving me out and refuse to put me on no matter how much I demand, and that is illegal.
Let me ask you something else. Do you get, how much do you expect to spend on your campaign? I mean, are you putting in your own money? I mean, are you going to be running ads? Are we going to see billboards?
Well, people need to understand that my organization, Citizens Oversight Maryland, has been operating for several years.
Okay, so you've got...
I have a huge network around Maryland.
All right.
Of public justice and just ordinary organizations who really, really like the platform that I have. So my campaign is all about networking. And believe me, if you are somebody that wants to get money out of politics, you need to start building these kinds of networks so that people can understand it doesn't matter how much they spend on the media advertisements. You just tell people to ignore them and develop your own network.
And how many people are members of Citizens Oversight Maryland? Or how many followers? How many? Do you have a way to measure that?
I have a way of measuring how many people come to my website each day, and it's thousands. So it's a huge amount of people that come to my organization. And I'm out in the community at all events all over the place. So everybody knows me. Most people like me. And all of those guys are networking for me.
And you're from Baltimore?
I am in Baltimore City. I also want to point out that Republicans like me as much as Democrats, believe it or not. It's not the issue of progressivism. It's the issue that my entire platform is about: rebuilding oversight and accountability, rule of law, and keeping the global corporations away, building the local economy. And that's something that Republicans like as well as Democrats.
Okay, very good. All right, let me just...